The Gardens at Texas A&M University is an outdoor classroom for teaching students and the public about food production, landscape beauty, and the natural environment. It's a peaceful sanctuary, a place where people at Texas A&M and the community can relax, enjoy, and learn. The Leach Teaching Gardens is phase one of the garden's construction. With more than 7 acres for both outdoor teaching and demonstrations, this area is one of the nation's premier teaching gardens. As you make your way toward the entrance to the Leach Teaching Gardens, the event lawn is on your right. This gathering space is an outdoor event venue for the Agriculture and Life Sciences Complex and the gardens. Majestic post oaks provide plenty of shade, and during events, tents are set up on the lawn to create additional sheltered areas. The grass at the event lawn is Tifway 419, a hardy, extremely weed and disease-resistant strain of Bermuda grass. It's also the same grass that's planted at Kyle Field. Now begin your tour at the garden's entrance, where you see the sign for the Leach Teaching Gardens and two pergolas. Within the Leach Teaching Gardens, there are about 30 themed garden vignettes and features. To demonstrate a typical home landscape, we have chosen bedding, soil, and plant materials that work successfully in the Bryan College Station area. The source of irrigation is local domestic water. The path ahead of you is the G. Raleigh White Garden Walk. The Texas Master Gardener's Earthkind Garden is on your right. This residential-scale landscape highlights environmental stewardship with designs that use water-wise irrigation and appropriate fertilizer and pesticides. Follow the path and take the first right. Then, on your right, you'll see Mary Helen's Rain Garden. Rain gardens are design depressions that temporarily hold and absorb rainwater runoff from impervious areas like roofs, driveways, walkways, parking lots, and compacted lawns. Here at the Rain Garden, you will see how rainwater collects off of the roof of the outdoor classroom, runs down the chain that fills the cistern, and then flows out down the runnel, or channel, into a depression. Also notice that the words to the alma mater of Texas A&M University, the Spirit of Aggieland, are inscribed on the stones down the center of the runnel. Next to the Rain Garden is the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association Outdoor Classroom, where faculty can take their students out of the classroom and to the outdoors. The classroom facilitates small group discussions and activities rather than traditional indoor lectures. Take a left at the Patty and Joe Hlavinka Jr. Farm Road. And on the right is the Landscape Design and Construction Demonstration. These demonstration plots change every semester because future landscape designers use this area to hone their skills outside the classroom. Landscape designers plan and design places for the health, safety, and welfare of citizens. From private gardens, residential communities, urban plazas, park facilities, and regional conservation plans, landscape architects enhance and protect our environment. Continue down the trail and pass through the peach, nectarine, and plum orchard. Your favorite fruits are high in vitamins and antioxidants, but is a home orchard right for you? Whether you have room for a couple of trees to rows of savory goodness, this orchard might inspire you to include fruit plantings in your landscapes. On the right, you'll see the center pivot irrigation system that is the centerpiece of the food and fiber fields. Throughout the year, small sections of field crops such as sorghum, corn, and cotton give a glimpse into the production process for these crops. The center pivot irrigation system moves in a circle, fed with water from the pivot point at the center of the circle. Next, take the first left on the Patty and Joe Hlavinka Jr. Farm Road, and then take an immediate right back onto the G. Raleigh White Garden Walk. On your left, you can visit the Harriet and Joe B. Foster Maroon and White Garden, where we show off our school spirit through flowers and foliage. This colorful garden is a must for Aggie ring pictures, graduation pictures, and family photos. Each plant in this garden is made up of or will bloom in either maroon or white. With many of the maroon plant varieties developed right here at the university, this space is full of science as well as beauty. Continue on G. Raleigh White Garden Walk. At the bridge, stroll over to the Morris and Lydia Norman Pecan Bottom on the right and visit the Landmark Nursery's tree park on the left. Pecans naturally grow on river bottomland, and the 16 pecan trees planted in the pecan bottom along White Creek support educational programs for the pecan growing industry and showcase the contributions of Texas A&M faculty over the last century. 6 species of trees make up the tree park on the left: Cathedral Live Oak, Burr Oak, Schumard red oak, cedar elm, chinquapin oak, and Monterey oak. Trees grow into a canopy throughout the park area, which can be used for picnics, studying, or just relaxing on a busy day. Once you pass the tree park, continue walking west. You will see White Creek on the right. This tributary of White Creek begins above ground behind the Horticulture and Forest Science Building, a short distance upstream from here. The creek eventually flows into the Brazos River. Now walk all the way to the overlook on the right. The decking of the overlook is ipé, or Brazilian walnut, an exotic wood from South America. One of the densest hardwoods available, it is 3 times harder than cedar and naturally resistant to rot and weather. The overlook provides a serene view of White Creek and the plants and animals that live there. It is the perfect place for students and visitors to be introduced to land management, water stewardship, and best practices to preserve endangered areas along the banks of rivers and other bodies of water. Continue straight on to the bird garden. Specialists at Texas A&M have identified nearly 50 species of birds along White Creek. This bird-friendly habitat features flowers and plants that attract birds, along with birdhouses and feeding and watering settings. In addition to being a setting for bird watching, this garden is a place of solitude and respite for visitors. Walk out of the bird garden and turn right. On the left, you'll see the Eleanor and Curtis Tabor Vegetable Farm Garden. From asparagus to zucchini, the vegetable garden demonstrates how to grow vegetables successfully at home, at school, or in a small farm garden. It aims to reconnect students and visitors with the rewarding experience of gardening. There are over a dozen different vegetables, herbs, and cutting flowers planted here in the raised planters and on-ground beds. Once you reach the half circle, go left and follow the trail until you reach the citrus grove on the left. This collection of citrus varieties for the home garden serves as an inspiration for gardens large and small. These citrus trees have a higher cold tolerance than citrus grown in the Texas Rio Grande Valley. Satsuma Miho and Orange Frost are Texas Superstar selections, and you can grow Orange Frost as far north as parts of the Texas Hill Country. Be sure to visit us in the spring when the garden is full of fragrant blooms. Turn left to enter the Joe and Shirley Swinbank Farmers Market. Students and visitors can enjoy monthly or weekly visits to the farmers market for fresh produce. This feature not only serves the community as an excellent source for nutritious groceries, but also provides a setting where students can put entrepreneurial theories into practice. Next to the farmers market is the Bethencourt Family Kitchen Garden. Not long ago, a garden was a family's main source of food. As part of the teaching garden complex, the kitchen garden reconnects students and visitors with the rewarding experience of gardening, showing how easy and fun it can be. Not only is this a healthy activity for families, friends, and neighbors, it also gives us a chance to share our bountiful crops. Keep going straight to visit the Pavilion Plaza and the Kelleher Pavilion Terrace. The Pavilion Plaza is an outdoor area where students can relax, eat lunch, and mentally recharge between classes. It's also a place for receptions, cooking demonstrations, and outdoor classroom space. The stone you're standing on is Luter's Limestone and is native to Central Texas. The same stone here in the plaza continues into and throughout the Pavilion Rotunda. The pavilion is on your left, and restrooms are located behind it. The pavilion is a focal point of the gardens. Its octagonal shape, inspired by 19th century German and Czech architecture, common in Central and South Texas. Wood from Douglas fir trees lines the interior of the structure, and the exterior roof is a handmade standing seam metal roof. The versatile structure can hold groups of up to 100 people and is perfect for both outdoor and indoor events such as banquets, cooking demonstrations, and receptions. Walk through the trail to see the Dan D. Clinton Sr. Memorial Century Oak II on the right. The century oak, located near the academic building, is an icon on the Texas A&M campus. No one knows exactly how old it is, but the consensus is that it dates back to almost 1900, not too long after the 1876 opening of Texas A&M University. While this stately live oak is a cherished campus landmark, and many hope it will last for decades to come, all trees can be weakened by age, construction activities, disease, or other stress. The Gardens has begun the work of preserving the legacy of the century oak and the tradition surrounding it by planting the Century Oak II. The herb garden is on your left. Herb gardens were a standard feature on most Texas homesteads. Because herbs are used in small amounts, a few plants can provide enough fresh and dried herbs for an entire season. This garden showcases Texas tough culinary and medicinal species, as well as herbs used for dyes, oils, and fragrance. Continue walking until you see the Grand Arbor in front of you. This shady gathering spot is one of the most picturesque places in the gardens. You will also notice a set of rain chains. The rain harvested from the Grand Arbor travels underground into White Creek to help replenish the water for sustaining riparian vegetation, plant habitats along the creek margins and banks. The Texas Superstar Gardens flank both sides of the Grand Arbor. Plants that bear the Texas Superstar logo have undergone rigorous testing so consumers can be confident that they are picking the hardiest plants to survive here in Texas. When the trail comes to a T, turn right. On the left, you can visit the Butterfly and Bee Gardens. This garden provides nectar and pollen throughout the year, attracting important pollinators such as butterflies and bees. Turn left to go to the Mexican Heritage Garden. The Mexican Heritage Garden is home to Mexican palmetto, native to the lower Rio Grande Valley in Mexico, but hardy enough for all but extreme North Texas. Rich in the cultural influence of Mexican and Spanish architecture and horticulture, this garden contains an open plaza, water feature, vibrant plants, and ornamental specimens. This private oasis is available for small weddings, intimate receptions, and elegant events. Take a right to reach the Edna Fox Memorial Rose Bed, located next to the lush, green Leech Wine Grape Vineyard and across from the AgriLife Courtyard. Filled with Belinda's Dream, a hardy, drought-tolerant, earth-kind rose, the 800-square-foot rose bed provides a splash of color, a scenic spot to take a break from a busy day on campus. On the left is the Leech Wine Grape Vineyard. Texas is home to more than 200 commercial vineyards, with 80% of the state's wine grape acreage in the Trans-Picos region in far west Texas and the Texas High Plains. The remaining acres of grapes are in the Texas Hill Country. This vineyard is both beautiful and educational, with three grape varieties grown here to promote the Texas wine grape industry. Now, take another left. Continue until you see more of the Butterfly and Bee Garden and the Superstar Garden. Then, turn right. On your right, you'll see the German and Czech Heritage Garden. These gardens feature fruit trees, grapes, vegetable plants, flowers, and other landscaping elements that reflect the German-Czech influence seen throughout Texas. Air Motor, a Texas company that has built traditional windmills for more than 100 years, made this windmill. The spinning blades or sails of a windmill wheel catch the wind, which turns the rotor that provides power for the pump to bring water from deep underground wells. The tail vane faces the wheel into the wind. When you reach the G. Raleigh White Garden Walk, turn right to return to the entrance of the Leech Teaching Gardens and the end of your self-guided tour.